Greetings. Devesha suggested that I make a recording to support the writings I just sent out about enlightenment. Before we go any further, just let me state that the bangs and bumps and noises you hear are from that wooden house we are in the bush. The house responds to the wind and the change of temperature. Plus, we have the sounds of the insects, birds and animals. Enlightenment. Many people have told us that enlightenment can't be described. I agree. Lao Tzu says, the truth cannot be said, and if it's said, it's not the truth. Of course, if that is true, then it's not true, because it can't be true. And the way I see it is, although the truth can't be said, it can be heard. For my experience is, each one of us is that state. And when we hear something over and over, we tend to connect with it, feel it, sense it, realize it. Although people who wake up say they can't say what waking up is, in my experience, what becomes very clear is what it isn't. Not able to describe what it is, but can see very clearly now what it isn't. So for this talk, let's forget enlightenment and take a look at a more pleasant state of being, shall we say. More comfortable in our bodies, in ourselves, in the world, which we could say is feeling good. This is what I've come to see. Jesus is quoted as saying, there will be time no more. Many people who have a satori say a similar thing. It's as though time stops and everything is instantaneous, what we call the past, the present, and the future. Another thing he's quoted as saying is, actually my favorite saying is, the peace that passeth all understanding. If you just sit with that, it's like a conundrum. It's a peace, but it can't be understood. So no good trying to understand it. But we can feel it. We can sense it. We can feel something. And sometimes we get glimpses. So let's take a look at some of the components. Stillness. Willie Nelson sings, still, still moving. You see, our mind is not capable of seeing beyond the mind. That's clear, isn't it? The mind can see a certain state quite clearly, but it sees it in terms of opposites. And the state we're talking about doesn't have an opposite. It doesn't have a past and a future. It doesn't have a stillness and a moving. So this stillness is a stillness that moves. This peace that passeth all understanding isn't opposite to war or turmoil. It's a different sort of peace. It's a different sort of state. The love that one feels isn't the opposite to hate or the opposite to anything. And it isn't a love that loves something or somebody. It is love that encompasses. And encompasses it such a state that there is no longer a separation between anybody and anything. It encompasses, it includes. Again, we get from the East, when the seer and the seen are one. It's beyond empathy. Empathy is something you feel that has stimulated you about another. But in this state, there is no other. There is only a oneness. Now, I know this is difficult to comprehend. I know that. And many of you listening to this have had this experience, haven't you? Even if it's just a glimpse. So unless you're living in a state of the undescribable, there is something more available to you. And what I've tried to describe in the past is how you can contact this, be one with this, practice this. Often we hear people explaining states and up comes a question, well, how can I attain this state? And I try to explain and somehow it doesn't seem to connect, but I'm going to try again now. Normally, we are not here now. Normally, we are more engaged with the mind than we are with the present. If you get up to go somewhere, you're usually going somewhere. What I'm suggesting is, don't go somewhere. Be there for this step. Be there for the next step. Be there for this step. Be there for this step. Each step. When you get to where you're going, if you have to open a door, for instance, be aware that your hand is going out. Be aware of touching the handle. Be aware of its shape and its temperature and its movement. You are there in each moment. Now, normally, the mind is going on. Oh, we're going to meet so-and-so. Oh, the last time I met them, it was it. And then, and we're gone. It's somehow finding a way to keep bringing ourselves back to this very moment. When you're in the moment, time does seem to disappear. It doesn't even stand still. It seems to just disappear. There is just this moment, just this moment. And then something happens that I find very interesting. For me anyway, the mind doesn't stop day or night. It's always there. It's chattering away. And that is its function. As far as I understand, it's there to take care of us. It doesn't have a holiday. It's on all the time, day and night, taking care to keep us as safe as possible. So it's checking things out, looking at what can possibly go wrong or can possibly be better. So then we're not really here. If you have a satori, there's a click and you're here, absolutely here. The past is irrelevant. The future is irrelevant. Just here now. It's not that time stands still. It just isn't time. There's just now. When that happens, something very interesting happens. It's as though reality takes a shift. What seemed to be like a fantasy becomes real. And what was real seems to become like a fantasy. Suddenly the mind is somehow experienced from the outside, observed from the outside. The mind's thinking, the behavior that goes on. You can even watch yourself doing things, hear yourself saying things, being aware of what you're thinking. And when you do, you become aware that those thoughts that don't stop, they're trying to take care of you. Every thought has a sensation. I was going to say consequence. That's interesting. It has a sensation. So some thought produces some energy that goes into the body and into the feelings. So let's say you come out and you see you've got a flat tire on your car. First of all, the visual, then the thought, then a sensation in the body, and then usually something like, oh, a contraction, and the energy goes down. On the other hand, if you've discovered a new, rich, soft, milky chocolate, and you're on the way home, And you think, when I get home, I'm going to have some of this milk chocolate full of soft caramel. You feel an expansion. It's like an uplifting. It can happen when you look into the eyes of a baby. An uplifting. Now, in between contraction and expansion is the still place, a stillness. That's our natural state. It's not a stillness that's frozen. It's a movement, a stillness that's moving. It's alive. It's juicy. But on its own, it's still. Let's use that baby again, when you become as a little child. Sometimes when you see a baby in a mother's arms, a very small baby, or in a pushchair, you look and the baby looks spaced out. It's still, no expression, eyes open, as though it's not there. And then you smile, and suddenly the baby lights up. Its eyes twinkle, its mouth goes into a smile, and its hands move. It's come alive. It has responded to what we'll call you. It's actually an energy. It's responded to your energy, a response. And this is how we can live. We can live in a stillness that responds. So, desires have gone. As Sosan says, those that have no preferences. Not even a preference. That's quite a way on. But let's take a look at that. No preference. You're here, now, just as it is. Now, in that state, you see your flat tire on the car, and you go, oh. And then you start to fix the tire. Or better still, call the road services to come and fix it for you. So whatever happens is, oh, so that's happening. And a response comes out of you. There's no residual. There's nothing backed up. It's the still, still moving, the peace that passeth all understanding, which is a sweet, gentle, strong energy. Now, for you to experience that, you have to disconnect more from your automatic behavior and your automatic responses to what's out there. And if you watch, you'll find your mind's doing it all the time. But not only your mind, your body and your emotions and your feelings are in turmoil all the time, up or down, expanded or contracted. And this other state feels like a neutral state, but it's not dead. It's very, very alive. And it just responds to the moment as is appropriate. Now, we're not talking about something very difficult. It's quite simple, but it does need a whole shift in life from trying to make life work for you. Not be unpleasant. Be pleasant. Trying to satiate the very superficial energies of you. It's to go beyond that and say, I'm going to devote my life to what I think may be possible. I am going to keep remind myself to be here now in each moment and register what's happening to me, what's going on in my mind, in my body, in my voice, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my senses, what's going on, being in each moment. And as I say, if you do, you will have a transformation. It may be for a moment. It might be for a few weeks. It may be forever. A shift happens. Ramdas was saying in a talk I was listening to, he was saying, consider it as though you've come to a school. And I think he said the fourth grade. And you're here to learn the lessons that are appropriate for you. Now, I don't connect with the word learning. I connect with the word connecting. Connecting to that place in you that is there now. But it needs the whole of your energy. It needs to be your priority in every moment. And if you forget, doesn't matter. As Zen says, every second is the first second of your life. Life starts now. Now. I'm hoping this makes sense to you, that you're connecting to it in some way. It is something that's hard to talk about, and yet when you have the realization, it's so clear, it's so obvious. That's the tradition in Zen when they wake up, they smile and make a cup of tea. We would probably make a cup of coffee or have an ice cream or something. So if you're not in this state, it's not a state of bliss. Bliss is very nice, and it's still a contamination. There's something beyond bliss. There's something beyond what we call love. There is a state, a very incredible state of, I suppose we call oneness. And it does seem to be easier for some people than others. And I feel very clear, very sure, that it is available for all of us, because we are that. That we are that state. So I wish you very well in looking. And we're coming to the end of the year now, so let's say we're ready to look afresh now. And I send you all lots of love. Bye for now.